I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Hello, boys and girls. I'm Gronk the Magician. For my next trick, watch me make 70 pounds of muscle just magically disappear.
On WAAF.
People keep telling me that Gronk is coming back, and I say, It's not happening.
I'm starting to believe it.
No, I don't think so.
He was throwing around with Brady out in California recently, wasn't he? Out there with
him? Two bros can't throw a football around?
Yeah.
Have you seen Gronk?
Maybe he was checking it out.
No, I don't.
Why would he?
There's no reason. He's still got all his money.
He's got all of his money.
He had his big retirement party. He's got Camille.
Maybe it's not money thing. Maybe that's the reason. He's not worried about money. Does he have to lose?
Then why isn't he maintaining his size?
Why would he?
Is it feasible to think that he's lost a lot of weight to maybe do something else on the team?
I don't know. Like be the D coordinator?
Maybe
a slot receiver.
No, I mean on the field.
Yes, he's going to be a 7-foot
right.
Slot receiver. Yes, he's going to replace Edelman in the slot.
Has there ever been a seven foot slot receiver?
No.
This is Belichick. If you lose 70 pounds, you could probably do this faster.
I'm telling you this. I get it. Everybody wants to hope for it. There's no way. The guy, he's lost. I mean, listen, we were fortunate enough to have him attend the WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament.
Yeah.
Can't thank the guy enough for coming out there. I'm telling you, I think he's lost 100 pounds. I mean,
Did you ask him?
No. What am I going to say, LB? Well, are you coming back?
It would be that simple.
Hey, Gronk, thanks for coming to play.
Because
I think it's ridiculous. he's done. I mean, there's absolutely no way. He doesn't need to. And first of all, his back is an issue and has been for almost his entire career.
Yeah, I get it.
And he doesn't need the money.
Why would he fly to LA to catch balls from Brady?
Well, first of all, is that a factual? When did that happen? Can we get the details on that, Nancy?
Was that here or was it out?
I think it was in California.
Yeah,
he was
Brady's
probably
house,
out there doing some kind of a pool party. It was out there for a charity gig. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Well, why not go see your buddy and toss the ball around?
Yeah.
Well, he wants to be a movie guy, right?
Oh, I think he wants to get paid for whatever he can get paid for, but he also wants to have a lot of fun. I mean, I don't think he wants to do the grind.
Really? Gronk wants to have fun? Never figured that out from that guy. He's so reserved.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, today's Hillmail voicemail messages are brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Reach out to them now and find out about their Beat the Heat summer program. You're going to save 10% off a brand new metal roof from East Coast Metal Roofing, and it's the last roof you'll ever have to put on your home or your business. So go to eastcoastmetalroofing.com. That's eastcoastmetalroofing.com. And now for you, here are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages that you have left or have been left for us over the previous 24 hours.
Monday, 5:11 p.m.
Hi, Danielle. This is the Plumbing Museum. We've got your reservation for your birthday on Friday. However, we wanted to let you know that we only have one sex chair, so you'll have to bring your own.
End of message.
You actually said yesterday you wanted to go to the place that has been named the most boring tourist attraction in our state. The Museum of Plumbing and what is it called?
I think it's the Museum of Plumbing in Watertown, but it's the history of plumbing and sanitation. I mean, why not have a birthday party there? Then it'd be a real S show.
I get it.
See what I did there?
Here's a 774 text that says, Greg, will you wax your chest if Gronk does come back? Yes. Yes, I will. I will wax my entire chest if Gronk comes back
and
plays this upcoming season. I'm so confident. Yes, yes, I will.
Monday, 6:50 p.m.
A woman of Scott from Weymouth was really walking down the road this morning, and Dennis, or he was just joking with you guys, and I can never believe anything that guy says. He probably lives in Dennis, actually.
End of message.
Scott from Weymouth on vacation, of course. He's bumming a place to stay off of somebody else down there in Dennisport.
Isn't the guy's life a vacation?
Yeah, vacation from what?
Yeah.
Monday, 6:54 p.m.
I get this lavatory meat. Just bring me the cow. I'll cut off what I want and ride the rest home.
End of message. 4:20 a.m.
Is this some type of sick joke or something? You're telling me air conditioners. Air conditioners are sexist. Okay. That's funny because I always see these girls walk around in these teeny, teeny little six-inch skirts, you know, airing out and having a great time, staying all cool. Too bad when I wear my little mini skirt out in public, everybody calls the cops. Yeah, yeah, and that's not true. Sexist. All right.
End of message.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag ban AC. That's what that author tried to get, or that writer tried to get trending.
Mm-hmm.
She works for the New York Times. Mm-hmm. We discussed this yesterday, and she finds air conditioning to be sexist. And so she wants it banned. I don't think we're going to ban air conditioning. I don't see that happening.
Just weird. Can you imagine being on the 113th floor of a skyscraper and the whole building doesn't have AC?
Oh, God.
I don't think it's going to happen.
5:25 a.m.
Yeah, Greg, speaking of the Plumbers Museum, you might want to give that place a visit real soon. I heard they're shutting down. Business has really been in the crapper these days.
End of message.
There it is.
5:48 a.m.
So people are licking ice cream and putting it back in the freezer in the grocery store to get famous. When is it going to be famous when people randomly walk up to me and hand me $100 bills? I want to get on that.
Yeah. End of message.
That yeah, that's not happening, I don't think.
6:25 a.m.
So Danielle has a Friends with Benefits with a listener. Imagine if it's high-pitched Jeff.
Hi, Danielle. How are we going to do this?
End of message.
Alex, I'll take most unrealistic scenarios for $600. I love you, Jeff.
7:07 a.m.
Hey, Mike, I just want to let you know that I can't listen to you anymore. I'm all done listening to you because I know that it's never been proven that you like old people porn, but still it was said. And that's really distracting to me, just the fact that somebody said it. So I'm out. I'm all done with you, but see you later.
End of message.
Okay.
I think he's...
That's right. Uh-huh. I'm a wrinkle writer.
I think he's calling you out on the fact that you said you were still distracted about Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. And I'm sorry. I look at him on screen, and all I can think about now is, okay, did he assault this kid in this bar? He's got other sexual assault allegations. For me, I can't watch it. I shut it off. Sorry, that's the way I feel. I feel the same way about Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
You know, I used to love the guy.
It seems to me that this case against Kevin Spacey on Nantucket is going to have to be dismissed.
Yeah.
I mean,
I can't see them moving forward.
You know, very rare, according to legal experts, that the alleged victim would plead the fifth in court,
mm-hmm.
you know, which means that I'm assuming it means that things were deleted from the phone.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't make much, you know, the other big thing that they were talking about yesterday was that it was actually reported 15 months later and not 3 months later.
Right.
I don't make much of that because, yeah. You know, people, that's a very difficult
thing yeah.
to report.
Yeah.
And I don't make much of that. But, I don't know.
This is muckety-muck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.